Justin Michael. Let's start bridging the divides in our district together. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
Chewing on a piece of grass, walking down the road.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number two here on this absolutely terrific Tuesday, September 16th edition. Joining us on the line right now is Rob Cordes. He is the owner of the Trump Unity Bridge. You've seen him at all kinds of pro-Trump rallies for the last, what, seems like, what, 7, 8, 9 years now, Rob? You've been doing this?
Since 2016.
Going on 9 years, 10 years. Yeah, absolutely. Hey, you were down at the Capitol yesterday. Unfortunately, I had some problems, technical issues I had to deal with here at the radio station. Didn't get to make it down there. But overall, what was your takeaway on a business day, 4 o'clock in an afternoon on a Monday? How do you think the event turned out yesterday?
I think it was beautiful. It was all about the life, the inspiration of Charlie Kirk, the message that he was getting out, and to get the will of the people to hear what he has to say, and for everybody to continue on with his messages. And now, instead of one Charlie Kirk, they're saying that we could have possibly thousands and millions of Charlie Kirks talking, and it's up to all of us to keep the message going and alive.
Yeah, absolutely. And one of the things I know, Jim Runstead, Senator Runstead, the chairman of the Michigan Republican Party, was the main host of the event. But you and many other folks, organizations, speakers, a lot of people showed up and contributed to the event. And greatly appreciate you guys taking the time to do that. But one thing that I did want to have you on the show specifically, now that that event is over, you and a group of partners have come together to purchase some property, a big venue, kind of close to us here in northern Michigan. I want you to talk to us about Liberty Mountain. First of all, how many acres approximately, and where's the property located?
Okay, it's under 200 acres. We have, it was originally called Mott Mountain Ski Resort back in the early days. And around 2008-09, somebody went and put a lot of money into it, built it an infrastructure to turn it into a concert venue like the Pine Knob or an outdoor shed. And they built the largest concert stage in North America for an outdoor theater. And the hill is sloped perfectly so you can fit more people. They put in the cement area for seating and all that. And there's the chalet building, which is 3 stories high and has a balcony and a loft with glass windows looking up the mountain. It's just beautiful, like a ski lodge, because it used to be one. And I bought it with the GHP, George Pastor, company, brothers that own it, Craig Pastor and John Pastor, and the three of us put it together. We've been working on it for, like I say, over a year, and we're having our sneak preview, 3 events this year. The first one's October 11th.
Okay.
And we're going to be having, we've taken the stage. There's 2 things about it. The concert venue holds like 30, 40,000 people if you open the stage up to the mountain. But what happens when you have parties for like 1,000 or 2,000 people, it looked empty. So sometimes they'd have 5 or 10,000 people, it looked good, and sometimes they'd have 1,000 people. So we've converted the inside of the stage area into a concert venue showroom.
Ah.
And we've got that set up to hold up to 1,500 people. So when we have the smaller events, we can do them inside with a stage, and it's looking really cool.
Excellent. So,
it flows between the chalet and the building. Let's say, hypothetically, a lot of times these northern Michigan towns have an event, and like they're expecting, you know, 1,000 people or 800 people, and 2,000 or 3,000 show up or 5,000 show up.
Right.
And what we could do is the way we've positioned everything inside the building is the front of the stage has a whole wall that opens up that's like 80 feet wide by 30 feet tall for the concert stage. And then there's all the cement area and the hill out there. So if we have overflow and it goes crazy, we can always pop the door open and people can see the band and participate from the main floor.
Excellent, excellent. Now, where exactly is this property located and how do people drive to get there?
Well, it's really easy to get to because it's right near 127-10 and 131. It's not far from any of them.
Okay.
And it's in Farwell, Michigan, Clare County. A lot of people see the signs on the highway, Cops and Donuts. So we're
about
5 miles from Cops and Donuts. And it's called Liberty Mountain, USA. It's at 1001 Mott Mountain Road, Farwell, Michigan.
Okay.
And once you get to our entrance, we have about a mile-long road to get in. And we've been grooming it and landscaping it and getting it ready. And, you know, it starts, you know, by the entrance. And then you have a parking area for concerts. And then on the right side, there's campgrounds. And we have up to 2,000 campsites. And our dream is to build some tiny homes there so that people that don't have campers could rent a cabin or a tiny home as well.
Oh,
yeah. So if they wanted to come out. And then they could have a concert and participate with the camping and concerts and all that. So,
excellent. Now, let me ask you a question. This upcoming sneak preview, you called it, on Saturday. It's actually 4 weeks from this coming Saturday, October the 11th. What type of event is it? What do you hope to accomplish? What's your mission as to doing this event on October the 11th?
We're looking for, we've hired some people to help operate the bars and the service and everything from coat checks to food catering. We're going to have, so when you come in, we're going to have the chalet open. People get to see the mountain, the hill. They'll be up. We're going to have a cigar and bourbon tent, patio area. We're going to have a food truck area with different food trucks from pizza to pasta, the Aunt Annie's pretzels, ice cream, desserts, corn on the cob, baked potato, and everyone's going to be different because I hate going to a fair and event when it's like, should I have hot dogs or hot dogs? Should I have popcorn or popcorn?
Yeah, right, exactly. So basically
right.
what you're doing is you're just opening it up to the public to come see the venue, to take a tour of the venue, and then you guys can explain to them the different options as far as how many people it can hold and basically just get a feel for the place. Do you plan to have any live entertainment happening there on October the 11th?
Absolutely. We have two bands. We have a world-class PA system in there, a JBL concert series, venue PA series, stuff like Michael Jackson or the Rolling Stones would use or Bob Seger, high-quality equipment like that.
Wow.
It's beautiful inside the venue, and it's all in there, you know, set up, ready to roll, nice lighting show. And we have opening up, we have a former hockey player that played with the Red Wings, Craig Ninehouse, his band's playing. He's going to open up for that night. He's a great dance party entertainment band. And then we have Crossing Woodward, who plays at our charity fundraiser at the opening day for Tiger Stadium every year for the GH Pastor Foundation for Children.
Okay.
And, it's all we're asking when people come in, they sign up on the website libertymountainusa.com, and then they register to come in, and then we're asking for a donation for the charity for attendance. So if they just walk up, and all the money goes to the charity, to
very
the children's
cool
charity. So we're
now what time does this event start on October the 11th?
I'm going to start at the top and back it down. We're open till when the crowd dies out. The first band starts at 7 o'clock to play music. the doors for the venue open at 5 o'clock so they can get in and see their seatings, and our gates open at 3 o'clock. So you can come earlier in the day, in the afternoon, get your parking. And we have, handicap parking, there's VIP parking, and there's general admission parking. We're hiring. We're working with local nonprofits like the Knights of Columbus and different things like that, and VFW veterans clubs, so that they can operate some of the different activities. Someone's going to run the co check. One of the nonprofits is going to run the parking and directing. So we're doing something. We're unity in the community.
Absolutely. I got the website pulled up, folks. If you'd like to go to it, or if you just want to text me LM or Liberty Mountain, I've created a link on my phone, LM Liberty Mountain, and it's got a great picture right here. It shows the chalet building. It shows these other buildings. Looks like, is that a small lake that's on the property right there behind one of the big buildings? Is that lake or is that snow?
That's a retention pond, and they had the pond, so they dug the pond out so that they could suck water up for the snow machines back in the day. And we hope to get permits to redredge the pond and open it up into a bigger lake, so we can have a little bit of paddle boating, canoeing, kayaking, stuff like that.
Trout fishing would be awesome. Put some trout in there and get them spawning. That would be great. Hey, I'm looking at this site. Now, it does say Farwell, Michigan, events venue. And it's got the all these pictures, man. I can't believe how many people you guys can pack there. How many did you say if you opened this up big time all the way? How many people could you potentially hold at this event?
Well, they've told us it could hold 40,000 to 50,000 people.
Whoa!
My concern would be the parking, and we have enough parking. I could say 30,000 people for parking.
We
can handle it. But if we had to go bigger, we have arrangements with some of the neighbors. A few fields there, and I think we could squeeze in the parking. But it'd be interesting.
Well, here's the main point. We've had situations where we wanted to do a certain speaker or have a certain event, Rob, and we thought maybe 5,000 to 10,000, and there's no venue like this anywhere in northern Michigan anywhere.
No, and the mountain is the highest mountain elevation within 80 miles in any direction, too.
Excellent. Well, we appreciate you coming on the show. Again, text me LM for Liberty Mountain, and we'll see you down there on October the 11th, Rob.
All right, thank you.
Final segment of hour number one. We'll be right back.
Hey, everybody. It's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. Slim Fast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods. They all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of My Pure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Are you sick and tired of the same old political talking points with no real solutions? Inaction isn't leadership. It's time for new leadership in Michigan's 1st District. someone with fresh perspectives, new ideas, and a willingness to listen to the people they serve. It's time for change. I'm Justin Michael, and I'm running for U.S. Congress to put Northern Michigan and the Upper Peninsula back on track. Let's bridge the divides together. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY or call 800-654-9659.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go, and you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. This is the final segment of hour number one. I got a couple of people who texted me LM for Liberty Mountain. The full website is libertymountainusa.com. And this looks like a phenomenal venue. I'm going to be taking Vicky down there. We're going to get there probably about 5-6 o'clock. I'd like to take a tour of the place and then start enjoying the music for a while and check it out. It is going to be 4 weeks from this coming Saturday, October the 11th. And if you want, you can sign up right there on the website, RSVP basically for the event. If you have any questions, you can always text me, LM. I can then give you the link to the website. And if you need, you can give Rob Cordes a phone call. He is, again, the owner of the Trump Unity Bridge. He's been doing that since 2016, ever since Donald Trump ran for president. So again, text me LM and I'll send you the information. If you do want to get a hold of Rob Cordes, you can text me Rob or RC. I've got him in my phone both ways. So his phone number is 248 Oakland County 561-9900. 248-561-9900. So greatly appreciate him coming on the show this morning. It's going to be a great event. We're looking forward to it and want to check something out. Can't believe the location right there near Clare, Michigan, so close to us in this size of a venue, this amount of land, the pavilion, the staging area, professional lights, professional sound. This is going to, yeah, I could see this becoming the Northern Michigan Pine Knob. You get the right concert lined up with some of these entertainers, man. This would be huge. I'm actually going to reach out to Jelly Roll. He was looking for a venue in Michigan, wanted to do something up closer to Northern Michigan, and couldn't find anything. This was last year. So I'll definitely reach out to him and show him this venue and see if we can maybe sponsor the concert, have him up there at Liberty Mountain in Farwell, Michigan. One of the things that we always do is we enjoy promoting new businesses. We enjoy promoting companies, family-owned businesses, especially here on this show, here on the radio station. And if you know of a business that you think would be a good fit for our radio family, please consider giving them my number. Of course, telling them that I'm on the radio from 9 to noon, Monday through Friday, for them to get a hold of me after 12 noon. I greatly appreciate that. love to go visit with some folks, check out their business, see what they're all about, and see if we can get them on as a sponsor, becoming part of our radio family. That would be really great if you guys could do that for me. 231-360-5140. Give them my number and tell them to text me. If I get a text from them during the show, I can always call them back at the break or after the show at 12 noon. And again, love small businesses, love family-owned conservative patriot businesses, and Liberty Mountain USA, definitely right up our alley. Definitely, definitely very interested in helping promote this and get it out there for people to know about this large, absolutely fantastic-looking venue for concerts or events, speakers, whatever we can do, where we're going to get a large turnout. We love the Iron Pig and the pavilion they have, but we're talking 5, 10, 15,000 people, probably no problem at all for parking and getting people to the concert stage area, the sound area. It's just, the pictures on this place is amazing. You can check it out again, libertymountainusa.com. One final thing I want to get into this hour is that the governor candidate, a new one, has just announced running for governor here in the state of Michigan on the Republican ticket, Pastor Ralph Rebant. He ran previously in 22. Well, he just announced, we're going to have a video here at the bottom of the next hour, his four-minute video announcement of his running for governor. He is going to be at the Antrim County Republican Party's monthly meeting tonight in Bel Air, Michigan. If you'd like to come and have an intimate conversation with Ralph, with us, the Antrim County Republicans, you can be at the county building at 7 o'clock. Ralph Rebant is running for governor. He is going to be coming on the show next week. Try to get him on possibly today, but he's busy. Got a couple of meetings. He's just been doing radio all morning. Said he couldn't do it today, but he'd like to reschedule. But he will be attending tonight in person at the Antrim County Republican Party meeting. So if you'd like to meet Ralph, ask some questions, hear his stump speech, and then get into a conversation with him, we'd love to have you join us. Again, 7 p.m., Antrim County, downtown Bel Air, Cayuga Street, at the county building. We meet in the second floor at the commissioner's room. So if you want to come and be a part of that, we greatly appreciate it if you consider doing it. Again, tonight, 7 p.m., Antrim County Republican Party at the county building in downtown Bel Air. So Ralph's going to be there. Look forward to meeting you. I'd love to take questions from you. So if you got time, come join us tonight. We'd love to see you. Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse is over in Gaylord. He's coming on in the next segment. Greatly appreciate him. If you have any questions for Ian, text him to me at 231-360-5140. Top of the hour news break. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Lansing and Michigan needs to be fixed. Axe My Tax is a citizens' ballot initiative that would eliminate all property taxes in Michigan. Stop the theft of our homes, farms, and businesses.